Joining me by phone right now is Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz. And Ryan, I understand there are a couple of big breaking news stories that are unfolding right now. Let's start first with the news about President Biden.
Yes, so there is a letter that has been circulated that's being reported by Punchbowl, and I also believe it's being reported by Axios, that there is a letter circulating around Capitol Hill that would call, that is calling on President Biden to step aside. And they're trying to pretty much gain signatures on this right now.
Oh, wow. So we kind of thought that rhetoric was coming down a little bit in the wake of this attempted assassination, but it sounds like that effort is still going on.
It still very much is. That's the reality of the situation. And the reason why it's still going on is that, while former President Trump was, injured, and of course that needs to be the focus right now in protecting people like him, the reality is that this is only going to make former President Trump more tougher to beat. And, I think there may have been this thought amongst some Democrats, and not a lot, but, the minute that former President Trump was able to survive this assassination attempt, you've seen how well he's handled and how much Republicans have been unified around that message. I think there is this growing concern that this is now making it even harder for President Biden to defeat President Trump. So the best solution is to put a different candidate up there and reignite the party.
And if they're going to do it, they've got to do it quickly, that's for sure, because that Democratic National Convention happens next month.
Yes, and what's interesting, and I've been thinking about this a little bit, I kind of theorized this with a friend earlier, so this is not really real reporting right here, but I think this might be something to point out, is that, yes, we keep saying that Democrats need to make this decision as soon as possible because we're so far away from the convention. Now, in many ways, if President Biden wanted Kamala Harris to be his successor, it might be the wise thing to do might be to have for him to announce that he's stepping away closer to the convention, because that might actually create less of a chance for somebody else to mount an opposition against her. Adam Frisch, who's one of the members of Congress, one of the people running to become a member of Congress in a competitive red and blue district in Colorado, has said that, he wants to see some type of competitive process or some type of, contested convention when it comes to picking a candidate. He doesn't want to just hand this over to Vice President Harris. But, the closer to the convention President Biden will make it his announcement, the easier it would be for Kamala Harris to be the obvious choice.
Ryan, I think that's a really interesting perspective, and it makes a lot of sense when you stop and think about it, because you're exactly right. That would make it much easier for Vice President Harris to step in.
It would, yes. But the reality is that President Biden still has not said publicly that he's planning on stepping aside. And now, that this letter is apparently circulating as we're in the middle of the RNC campaign process. So I think we'll have to wait and see if, number one, A, Fox needs to get that. We're working on getting a copy of this letter ourselves and then going from there.
You have not seen the letter yet. You don't know how much.
I've seen the letter because it's posted on Punchbowl News' website, but we're trying to get a copy of the letter ourselves.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, there is certainly a lot to keep our eyes on with regard to this letter. I understand there is some other breaking news that's unfolding with regard to that attempted assassination of former President Trump. What are you hearing from Capitol Hill about that?
Yeah, well, we were able to break the news earlier today that Chairman Mark Green, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, is requesting the Secret Service Director, the FBI Director, and the DHS Secretary to appear before a Homeland Security hearing that would be on Tuesday, July 23rd. So 1 week from today, which is interesting because on Monday, the Secret Service Director is scheduled to testify before the House Oversight Committee. So the hearings are coming back, and they're coming back with a vengeance next week.
Oh, wow. So a lot of pressure on those folks, as there are some question marks still surrounding what is going to happen next.
Yeah, there absolutely are. It's a very it's a situation with a lot of moving parts. We're constantly learning more information. I believe it was learned this morning that there was the sniper was positioned in the building, but not on top of the roof where the shooter was apparently located. There's a lot of things that we're just kind of learning right now that are just very fascinating.
Yes, and as far as the alleged shooter, they were able to get his phone. Have you heard any more details coming out about what they've learned from that?
No, we don't really have any other details on what was on the phone. I believe that CB Cotton, one of our reporters, was able to report that, I forgot what she reported. She reported yesterday that he was involved with a fighting club, a shooting club, that he was also involved, that he also has a degree. I forget what the degree is. I believe it's an engineering-related degree that he has. But besides that, we still just know very little about why this person did this, why he felt the need to do so, and what his motive was.
Yeah, lots of question marks around that motive. Everything I've heard as far as when they've talked to classmates, former classmates of his, he was very quiet. Just a very quiet guy. So this has taken a lot of people by surprise.
It certainly has, absolutely. And, we're still trying to figure out, what's going to happen next. Obviously there's going to be a number of meetings. And I think what we're also expecting, too, is that we are expecting the Homeland Security Committee and the Oversight Committees to get some type of briefing from the Secret Service, but apparently, according to Chad Pergram, there's growing frustration that they're just not getting it. So we don't know what the reason is for why that's happening, but it certainly is a problem.
No doubt about that. And let's talk for just a second about Trump's VP selection, Senator J.D. Vance. What's the energy like on Capitol Hill surrounding that pick?
A little bit of a mixed bag. I was talking to a Democrat source today who is kind of optimistic with the pick because they believe that J.D. Vance gives them a better chance of winning in November. And we've heard that from some Republicans, including Mark Thiessen here on Fox News, who says that, you got to look at what happened with J.D. Vance in Ohio when he was running for the Senate. He was on the same ticket as Mike DeWine. DeWine outperformed him quite significantly, and that's a fellow Republican. Now, DeWine was an incumbent, not running against as good of a candidate as the one J.D. Vance was running, Tim Ryan. But at the same time, there's this big question mark of whether J.D. Vance actually helps Trump on the campaign trail and opens him up to a new base. Certainly, he adds the youth that former President Trump might not appeal to. And certainly, he is a Midwestern guy. But, Ohio is trending red. And I think there are some people who are wondering, why he wouldn't go after somebody like Marco Rubio, who could help him appeal to more Hispanic voters and obviously help keep Florida in the red, too, or go after somebody else that could, appeal. But at the same time, I think there is a lot of young energy around J.D. Vance amongst Republicans. They certainly are praising that. I think his story is something that's extremely attractive to Republicans and could be attractive to moderates as well as maybe even some their governor.
News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, as always, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Jolynn. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.